And I'm on the phone now with Coach Julie Bothwell, the Southwest Lady Wildcats. They were supposed to take on Breckenridge this week, but that got called off. I guess somebody had to go on vacation. But Coach, you also had a game Monday night. I was there. I was up at Southwest and enjoyed it. Enjoyed being up there at the school. And I think it was the first time there in the gymnasium and everything. And you guys had a good performance, an outstanding performance against Tyne Avalon Lady Dragons, 65-34. That took you to 3-1 overall, and you're 3-0 in the conference. So you're doing quite well now. You're kind of in the driver's seat here as we head into the holiday break, but you're not done playing. You got another game coming up Tuesday. We'll talk about that. But let's talk about this. One thing that struck me was your press and how much you confounded the Lady Dragons. Talk to me. What's the scheme behind that, and who are you really the guys that drive that for you?
Well, our press is all about rotations. As long as the girls make their rotations, they're usually going to at least cause a turnover, if not steal a ball. And usually I put in the center of that Maritza Chavez. She's just an unbelievable little defensive player, quick, good hands, good feet. And I use my post player, Kaylee Campbell, in the middle of that too, because even at 5'10", she's athletic as all get out, and she'll get a steal or two on you. And I think she actually had four the other day, and those were mostly in that press.
Absolutely, and she definitely was also down at the post. She was able to do a lot of good spin moves, get into the lane, get pulled away from her defender, get open for a shot, and make them.
Yes, she was. She's really coming on. Most people don't realize she's a very young freshman. She's just turned 14 in the spring, and so she is really starting to learn. You know, I worry about her. You know, I don't want her to get in there and get too intimidated by anybody, but so far we've not had that problem with her. She seems very determined.
Let's talk a little bit about Maritza now. Of course, she's your senior, one of the leader of the team, I take it. How many points did she end up with that night?
I believe she ended up with 19 points that night, and she tacked six steals onto that and four assists. So I'll take those kind of stats from her any night.
Absolutely. So what kind of defense were you running that night? I know it shifted a little bit. Were you shifting between?
That's another thing. We just run a zone, and it has a lot of rotation in it, and the girls have been playing together long enough to have really figured out those rotations, and as long as they're talking, that zone's pretty good for them.
Absolutely, and you guys used a devastating effect against Tyne Avalon. Tyne Avalon, young team, but still, it was very impressive, the pressure you were able to put on. So once again now, 3-0 in the conference, and you've got Grundy County coming up here. It's Tuesday. You're going to be up in Trenton for Holiday Hoops, but it's a morning game. Tell me a little bit about the challenges that might pose for you guys.
Oh, it's always a challenge in the morning when you have girls not used to that kind of getting up and playing. I have several that don't particularly care for the morning, but I have 14 on the bench and 13 of them playing right now with my one injured. So if I have a couple that don't want to play, I got plenty that do.
And that's one thing, I noticed, like you said, rotation. You've got a lot of girls there played together for a while, and they just they know the instincts. How familiar are you with Grundy County?
I have not seen Grundy County this year. The only game I really know is they played Tyne, and I believe they beat Tyne by, I don't know, it was under 10. But other than that, I don't really know much about them this year.
Okay, and you're not familiar with the coach either, I take it?
No.
Okay,
no.
So there you go. So a little bit of going in blind a little bit. After that, do you guys, what are you going to take off for Christmas a little bit? And what's your next game after Grundy County?
We'll be off, and then we go to the Holiday Hoops again on January the 2nd, which I believe is a Friday, and we play Gilman City. Now, I have watched them play up in the Gallatin tournament, and they have a good, solid coach, and they have some talent. So they like to shoot outside, but yet they have a girl that I wouldn't necessarily call her a post player, but I'd call her a nice forward that she'll hit around the lane. So they'll be a little tougher for us, but I think the girls are up to the challenge.
On a side note now, I know that he doesn't play for you, but he's your son, Brady Bothwell. How's he doing? He took a couple of spills that night in the boys' game.
Yeah, it turned out he played for over 2 minutes with a broken leg. So.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he broke the fibula bone, the outside one. Of course, it's not your weight-bearing, but he broke it, clean break, looks like no surgery, but he'll be out at least 6 weeks. So that was pretty detrimental, I think, for Coach Anderson.
Absolutely, and I didn't realize that. So,
Some
said ask about Brady. So, my condolences to him, and get well soon, for goodness' sake.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, goodness. Well, thanks for that update. I hope the young man, because he was gutsy. I knew he was hurting, but he did. He played his heart out. So, he definitely takes after his mom and a coach.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Coach Bothwell, thank you for your time. We hope to hear great things out of the Lady Wildcats as we move into 2015 and of course, before the end of the year in Holiday Hoops. And, join us for our next fifth quarter show coming up the first of the year.
All right. Thank you very much. And we really enjoyed having you up the other day, and we appreciate all the coverage.
My pleasure. Good basketball up there. Southwest Lady Wildcats coach Julie Bothwell, part of your fifth quarter show on KMZU.